3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning, whichever salutation pertains to you and your local time zone. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to another exciting edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm standing outside here at the OPPD Arboretum, and I was going to walk up Marmot Alley, and then I saw something over to the side here. I can see some kind of animal. I can't tell what it is. It's too small for a mati, but it doesn't look like a rabbit. Is it a squirrel? Is that just a squirrel? It is just a squirrel. Huh, but I had to get close enough to find out, and he's over here where all the matis always like to hang out. Boy, it's a strange day out here today. It's way too warm. You know, it's been nice and wintry or fall autumny recently, but now for some reason the temperature is back up to 80 degrees. We've got sun and we've got wind. Now if it's just windy and you're not in the sun, it doesn't seem too bad. But otherwise, it's kind of hot and annoying. I'm now walking up, I'm changing my glasses, and I'm walking up Marmot Alley, looking in all the holes, and boy, none of the holes are prepped or vacant. All the holes have lots of leaves and sticks in them, so there probably hasn't been any matis in these holes for quite a while. Where did they go? Well, a lot of times matis like to overwinter in dens that are in tree roots next to creeks and rivers. Trees on banks. So anyway, I'm going to move into the forest to try to A, get out of the wind, and B, oh great, look what we got here. Another glitter bomb went off. I don't know who's coming in here, obviously crazy chicks, but every once in a while you'll be walking along one of these paths and you'll just see a ton of glitter everywhere, or glitter or sequins. It's really annoying. And I hate it, only because here's a sign of people being stupid and ruining nature. Good job, you idiots. Alright, so I'm walking down the V path. I suppose I should, being as we were running into dudes, why am I even here? I haven't even mentioned why I'm here today. I'm here today just because I thought today would be a good mushroom day. There's some flakes hanging out over on the bridge. Oh, it's a women's photography auxiliary unit. They got a baby. What is it with people thinking, oh look, if we stand on this bridge, what does that mean? What is it? What? Okay, first of all, who are these people that have to have these pictures? I mean, who can't take their own photographs? Because everybody's a photographer, everybody's got a camera, everybody's got a computer, and everybody's got Photoshop. So why can't these people take their own goddamn pictures? No, they gotta hire some other woman. And they think, oh, you know where it would be a good place to take a picture? With you guys standing on a bridge. Does that make any sense? Here's the husband and the wife. Wife's holding the baby. They got their arms around their shoulders and they're standing on a bridge. What does it mean? Does it mean they're going to throw their baby off the bridge and into the water? Is this one of those weird Christian things that I don't understand? because I've got an IQ over 120. Is this a Moses thing? Oh, let's throw our baby into the river to save him. Yeah. Good Christian thinking there. I like it. Throw your goddamn baby into the river. Well, I'm standing in a little area where I normally find some of my favorite mushrooms. And I gotta backtrack because I'm not seeing any. And I was kind of expecting some. Wait, what's this? Well, that is a mushroom, but that's not the kind I'm looking for. It's neat, though. Oh, where's my mushrooms? Oh, we don't have any in this area here today. I guess we just keep on moving. So along with the couple with the baby standing on a bridge, some of my other most hated photography tropes include, but are not limited to, that picture of somebody with their chin on their fist. You know the photograph I'm talking about. When I was in high school, this was like the most popular pose for senior pictures, and it has never gone away. And it was even popular before I ever saw it. You can see pictures of people doing this. They have their elbow on a table, or sometimes not even on a table, like on their knee or something, like they're the great pensive thinker, and they got their chin on their fist, and what the hell? And it's the most unnatural looking thing you've ever seen. Somebody that you know personally who has never ever rested their chin on their fist, and here they are handing you a photograph of them doing it. When I see these, I just spit. Somebody hands me a photograph like this, I just tear it in half and hand it back to them. It's like, no, you could have had me as your photographer for free, but no, you decided to let some sucker take this most cliched picture of you, and you paid them for it. You know what that makes you? A mark. That is the most, that's as generous as I can be. That's as kind as I can be. You are a mark. I can come up with a few other really choice words, but this is a family show. Oh, so I'm looking into the depths of the forest, and I don't see any dudes. I'm looking for deer. I'm looking for deer and mushrooms and any other kind of dudes. Oh, I thought today was going to be pretty good for mushrooms. But instead, it's just kind of windy. I don't know what the heck is going on with the weather here. Hot, then cold. Hot, then cold. Nothing in the middle. Okay, so I'm walking over to an area where we often find sclerota for stinkhorns. And there's nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. That's weird. Maybe it didn't rain quite as much as I thought it did. Oh, and I'm just remembering, I do have to... I can't stand around a rust. What's the... Oh, nothing. I can't wander around in here forever. Because I got a game I need to watch. Coming up here in a little bit. We still got plenty of time, but I just got to remember not to stay out here all day. Seems to me I also need to go to the grocery store. And I have to go to the other grocery store because I need to get tea. What else do I need to get? I don't know. I don't remember. But tea is the most important thing. So we got to go to the tea store. I got sugar. Oh, I probably need graham crackers. I think I'm down to my last little packet of graham crackers. So I will get some graham crackers. All right, well, I'm just here, just sort of standing on the sidewalk, looking up this little ravine, looking for dudes, looking for mushrooms. And I'm not finding any. Ugh. Am I in a bad mood now, thinking about photographers? Thinking about senior pictures? Oh boy, if you ever want to hear a traumatic story from me, ask me about my senior pictures. Someday. Yeah, my senior pictures. I didn't want to have any. But for some reason, I was forced to do so. I didn't want senior pictures. I didn't want to be in the yearbook. But no, I absolutely had to. I had no choice in the matter. That's, you know, it's even funnier is I didn't even want a yearbook. And one year, my mom forced me to buy a yearbook. This is my junior year. And the only reason I got, for some reason, I didn't have to buy one my first year of high school. But that second year, oh, it was the most important thing. Only because Matt Carrick's mom talked it up. And oh, my son Matt is getting a yearbook. And since I had to apparently keep up with the Joneses, the fundamentally, no, we don't use this word anymore. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, regardless. So my mom gets super mad, super angry, writes me a check for $55. And this was the, you know, that doesn't seem like much now, but that's about the equivalent of about $200 today. And if I didn't come home with a receipt for a yearbook, I was going to get my ass kicked. I hate that goddamn yearbook more than anything else in my life. But I keep it. I keep it in a certain place. And I look at it occasionally. When I say I look at it, I don't mean I open it up and have reminiscences about all my high school days. No. I look at that book to remind me to never fall victim to that again. I even had to have a graduation party when I was in high school. I didn't want to have a graduation party. I had no interest in that whatsoever. But because all of my parents' friends' kids had graduation parties, my parents had to have one to show all their friends that, yes, their child managed to graduate from high school as well. I could punch my parents in the head for doing that to me. Oh, along with actually having to go to graduation itself. Graduation at my school, the ceremony was completely optional. You did not have to go. I did not want to go. But once again, I was forced to do so because these ceremonies are not for you, the person who actually accomplished something. They're for your parents so they can stand up and say, look, I'm a good parent. My child graduated high school too. I'm so proud. Aren't I a great parent? Oh, yeah. Now, you might be wondering. You might be thinking to yourself, well, gee, Tobe, you seem to act like graduating from high school is not a big deal. And that's true. I don't believe it is a big deal. I understand that it is a big deal for some people. I understand that it's a big deal for people who aren't very smart and they have to work really hard to graduate from high school. But you got to understand something about me. I'm not stupid. I'm not an idiot. And high school, it was a joke. All I had to do was show up every day. I didn't do any homework, ever. I never studied anything, ever. I'm not the kind of person who needs to study. When a teacher tells me that, you know, 6 times 6 is 36, I don't have to study that. The teacher just told me, I believe the teacher, I just learned that 6 times 6 is 36. If you tell me that, oh, for example, the Norman invasion was in the year 1066. I don't have to study that. You just told me, I just learned that. I don't have to study. I don't have to do homework that reinforces that the Norman invasion was in 1066. Therefore, high school for me was a joke. Absolutely a joke. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't study, I didn't have to work hard. I swear to God, all I had to do was show up. as such, I didn't feel like I needed a big reward for graduating from high school. And I don't feel like I needed to have a party for graduating from high school. And I never felt like I needed a special piece of paper that says, oh, congratulations, you graduated from high school. Now, this is going to seem odd, but yes, education is very important to me, and I believe that education is very important. But on the other hand, maybe you shouldn't drive your kids absolutely batshit crazy either. I'm just saying. Yeah, if you're the first person in your family to ever graduate from high school, then yes, by all means, have a party. Celebrate this. But come on. High school, what a sick joke. All right, so I'm sort of walking out of the forest again. I'm walking back down Marmot Alley here. Why am I walking here? There's no Mahdi's. I'm in direct sun. I'm going back into the forest. High school, yes. My high school experience was pretty much a living nightmare. And because it was so simple and easy for me, I had to be loaded down. Yeah, I had to take many, many more hours of classes than your average child, just to make it fair for the other kids. Oh, I can't go that way because now the photographers are over there. That's been the story of my life. I get treated like crap so that it's fair for all the other, you know, less privileged kids. And when I say less privileged kids, I mean the stupid kids. Oh, and of course, this permeated all aspects of my life. I couldn't even play sports. It sucked, but that's not the point. I'm now walking back out Marmot Alley. I'm looking at all this mint. Do I want to take some of this mint with me? Nah. I think I got plenty of mint at home. If I could find a different kind of catnip, that would also be good. Here comes the wind. You know what I am seeing a lot of, though? Is, like, mole mounds. There's lots of little mounds of dirt where there are underground digging dudes. Interesting, interesting. Now I'm looking into the creek. Oh, I see tracks, but they're old and I can't really tell what they are. Kind of look like raccoon tracks. They could be Mahdi tracks, but I think it's raccoon. Alright. Well, I'm kind of bored. There's way too many people here. We're not going to see anything. So maybe we should go to the store. Yes, let's go to the store. Luckily, it'll only take us, about 3 seconds to get there. 3, 2, 1, 0. Yo, I'm running through these hoes like Drano. Actually, I'm just walking through the parking lot of the grocery store. About to walk into the vestibule, and here we are. Once more, into the breach. I am, of course, surrounded by the slow people who cannot get the hell out of my way. I have no clue that there's people around them. It's people who just are not aware of their surroundings, let alone their own space. But now that I've managed to make my way past the idiots, I'm now walking towards my T section, and I'm excited about it because I love T so much. Now, what else did I say I needed to get while I was here? Oh yes, graham crackers. You know, and at some point, I also need some wine. I'm standing next to the liquor store. Now I'm sure you're asking yourself, but Tobe, you do not drink the alcohol. What do you need wine for? I like to cook with wine, and there's one particular thing I make that requires wine. But I'm not gonna get any today, because I really don't have the money. And I gotta switch glasses. Wearing my sunglasses indoors, like a dork. All right, so what else did I say? Graham crackers. Oh, I wonder if we should look for donuts. Oh, look, here's an entire aisle of Halloween candy. Where's the Christmas crap? The Christmas stuff is not quite out in this store yet. They have some taste, and they don't start putting up their Christmas stuff until 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, so you can tell they're good Christians. All right, I'm walking down this aisle because why? Oh, yes, I need to get some kind of frozen dinners. And these all just look terrible. Oh, do I have a bad attitude today? Yeah, I guess it's possible. I'm not sure why I have to be in a good mood. Everybody's pissing me off. And I wasn't gonna, you know, bore anybody with any of my personal problems, but let me just say that I'm about to start kicking ass. And I mean just absolutely slaughtering the innocent. But, you know, there truly is no innocence in this world. Well, you know, with the exception of small children. But I've had a lot of people recently telling me, and they swore up and down that they were going to do some stuff. And now, don't worry, we won't let you down. We know how important this is to you. We won't drop the ball. But has anybody done any of the crap that they said they were going to do? No. No, they haven't. And that's why I personally feel like I need to go absolutely postal on certain people. This has been going on for months. Wow. Well, I don't know what that was, but I really liked it. Whoa. Some kind of ethniki. Very cute. All right, so now I've made the calculated mistake of approaching the donut thingy. Ooh, and was ist los? That is not the prettiest donut I've ever seen. But maybe I will have to buy some. Or at least buy two. Yes, I think I will buy the donut. In fact, I think I will buy two of the donut, but not that one. That one is just a disaster. This one, wow. I don't know how they have making donuts today, but it wasn't the A crew. It wasn't the varsity donut squad. Yeah, I think junior varsity did the donuts today, which is fine. Yeah, we gotta learn somehow. And besides, the visual integrity of these donuts in no way influences the flavor of them, so I'm not overly concerned. I got donuts, I got tea, I got my stupid frozen food. I'm gonna walk up this aisle just to avoid everybody. Oh, and look, it's my salsa and tortilla aisle. Do I need any tortillas? No. Do I need any Yaritos? Delicious, but no. What else do I need? Crackers? No. Ramen? No. Macaroni and cheese? No. That's about all I can think of. Actually, I do know of something else. This is one of those weird days where it's hot. Oh, great. Here come the pajama Rastas walking my way. A guy who wishes he had hair my length, wearing a Bob Marley t-shirt and his pajama bottoms, with his girlfriend, who also has long blonde, dreadlocked because it hasn't been washed hair. She's also in her pajamas and her flip-flops. You know, it's people like that who give reggae music a bad name. It's like, oh, does every freaking stoner look like that? Well, that's my guess. And they're probably even acting nice and stonery, going, hey man, do you want to get some of these brownies, man? You gotta hate them. Alright, so I decided to come into the lemonade and milk aisle and orange juice aisle just because I actually needed milk the other day, but I managed to do without it. Here's what I'm looking for right here. Pinkow. I have to get this jug and it doesn't fit in my basket. It's in there, Mr. Jug. Okay, that'll work. I don't think I can stand to be in here any longer. I don't think I can stand to be within 50 yards of another human being for another second. I really feel like punching the crap out of these people. They're so stupid. They're everywhere. I'm surrounded. I cannot escape. Oh, that's true. You cannot escape stupidity. You can avoid it. You can avoid it for periods of time, you know. But you cannot escape it entirely. It is not possible. All right, do I need to... Now I need to find a cashier. Here's one. Otherwise, I would have had to get behind the hippies. Yes, that's Hello Kitty, and we are Bingo Battery. Bingo Battery. We went Bingo Battery while standing in line at the grocery store. Are you kidding me? We only had, 90 seconds left of the show to do, and we lose the battery. Yeah, typical. So here we are, sitting back in the studio. I'm drinking some iced tea, and I'm angry at the world. I hate everybody. Not really. Just the sucky people. All you guys are cool, obviously. But luckily, I can calm down and watch my game. The big game is on here in about another minute. So I'll just take this time to say that you've been listening to not such a great episode of the Dubious Haterade Committee, a show in which I rain down haterade on all the dumb people that I hate, which is everybody except you, so you don't have to worry about it. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe I'll be in a better mood. Maybe I won't. It's time for my game bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.